Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening in the Northwoods. It finally feels like spring outside, and we have two gentlemen that have quite a spring in their step, if I do say so myself. Yeah. Let's welcome in John Long and Keith Hansey. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. How are we doing today?
What a beautiful day
today. Yes. Yes. Why can't every day be like this?
That's a great question.
If every day was like today, I would be a happy man.
Yeah, I would live here in Tomahawk if it was like that every day.
Wait, don't you already live here?
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to stay?
I'm going to stay.
Yeah, you're going to stay? All right, there you go. Well, gentlemen, we've got a lot to get into because there is a lot that happened over the course of this weekend. Chuck Freeman, brand new guest, is going to be joining us from the Lockdown Brewers podcast. We're going to talk about the Brewers' recent slide, including some of their bullpen struggles. And Yelich just went on the injured list as well again. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Golf coach Sean Totch is also going to join us. We're going to preview the Hatchet golf season coming up. And we're also going to take a look at the Bucks' future after them moving on from Doc Rivers and a look ahead to the NBA draft lottery. But first, we're going to begin in Madison with a little bit of a surprising move that took place on Sunday night. I really don't know what music to play for this, so here we go.
That seemed right.
Yeah, I guess that works, right?
Yeah,
I guess that works. Yeah, there you go.
Guess.
All right. So there is a lot to get into with this here. I thought we were going to talk about the Badger hockey team potentially winning the national championship over Denver.
So close.
It was very close.
What a great game, though.
Yes, it was.
Either way, it was. And truly, you know, the Badger hockey team being a 12 seed, making it into that championship, they battled.
Yeah.
Hats off to them.
And super fun to watch.
Yeah,
And very quickly, Denver's goaltender was unbelievable in that game. Absolutely unbelievable. He's 5'8", 5'9", and he has reflexes like a cat. That's just how he operates.
Undefeated all season as a freshman. 15-0-1.
That program itself.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme. But that wasn't even the biggest news. The biggest news came out on Sunday that Chris McIntosh is resigning as athletic director at Wisconsin. Now, McIntosh was assigned to be the athletic director in July of 2021. Here's a little bit about his success. Obviously, a lot of people will point to football since that was his specialty, and they did underachieve. However, basketball, they had 3 NCAA tournament berths, 2 wins. Women hockey had 3 national titles, 4 championship appearances. Men with a 2026 NCAA championship appearance, and volleyball had 2 Final Four appearances. Now, McIntosh will take over as the deputy commissioner for strategy in the Big Ten. It's a brand new position that was just created, and filling in for him as interim AD is Marcus Sedbury. So, John, I'll ask you on this right away. What do you make of this move?
Well, so I did not fact check this. I had a bit of a busy day, but I read something. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll admit it. But I heard that his current salary was around $1.4 million, and his new salary is $400,000. He took a million-dollar pay cut to take this position. What that tells me is maybe the ceiling is higher in this position, but what it tells me is he saw the writing on the wall that he was not going to see the success that he was going to have to see in order for Wisconsin to keep him on board long-term, and he made the jump before they could push him up.
So you think that he was going to be removed regardless?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think that the Badger football team, like you said, it's the most polarizing program, was going to have a heck of a run in this fall in order for him to carry his job. Also, you look at the men's Badger basketball team, and it's like rats jumping off a ship.
Yeah.
Although Rapp is coming back.
Yep, Rapp will be coming back, yep.
And they've got some young guys that are committed, which is good. And the football team has a heck of a draft class or a recruiting class.
Yes. Yeah.
However, I honestly think that he saw the writing on the wall and he's like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to move on my terms.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the Badger football season. If Luke Fickell's gone, we were talking, McIntosh is probably gone also.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with John because the salary thing is confusing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going from there to there. But it seemed like this was almost a position created for him. And, right. and they came and recruited him.
Or he called in a favor.
He could have.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Could be. But I look at overall in the Badger sports, you know, we've got a lot of very good teams. We've got a national champion
hockey team.
Yep. You got the ice hockey's in the finals. I mean, Badger volleyball's always competing. They're right in there.
Badger women's basketball made a deep playoff yes. run as well
yeah,
this year.
They have a new head coach.
They have a new head coach
season.
As well.
They made a deep playoff run in the WNIT there.
Yeah. Yep. And I know I follow the Badger swim team.
Okay.
They do really well in the Big Ten. Softball does well. But unfortunately, he does get tied to that football a lot.
I would bet
he was getting a lot of heat for that because he's the one that ultimately brought Luke Fickell in.
And I think the reason why is because he was also a former Badger football player. Like, that's the reason why. He was also drafted by the Seahawks in 2000. Before the salary, I already viewed this as a confusing move. Not necessarily because of the fact I thought that he deserved one more year. I thought that he was going to get one more year because the football schedule was a lot easier. You wanted to see how this team progressed, maybe rebuild some confidence. But I think the reason why he resigned is because he thought that he made a mistake hiring Fickell. I honestly think that that's the point. Because when you look at all the other sports like we talked about, now again, they're not as popular as football is in Wisconsin. Let's just be real about this. Because Badger football, ever since I've been alive anyway, they have been at the top. Ever since Barry Alvarez took over, to Brett Bielema, to Gary Anderson, to Paul Chryst, and all of these guys that were able to come in and win. Not win a national championship, but find ways to win games and to be competitive. Because that's what they were able to do with Alvarez, and he had his fingerprints all over the coach's hiring when he was athletic director before McIntosh got brought in. Mm-hmm. So I think what's going on is McIntosh was in over his head. I think that is also something you need to look at because he thought of being a former Badger that could be an athletic director for the squad and oversee something. We have an athletic director here in Ryan Flynn that does a very good job with the Tomahawk program. It's not easy being an athletic director. It's not. I can say that with absolute certainty. It's not.
It's not.
And a lot of people say it's hard to be a coach. It's hard to be an athletic director. I have a brother that wanted to be an athletic director at one point, and he wanted to focus on getting his teaching certificate. He hopes to get to that point. It's a lot of work, and if you're able to, and if it's a lot of work in a small town high school like Tomahawk, imagine how incredibly difficult it is doing it at a Division I university.
Well, I mean, so here's what happens, right? Like, let's say football or basketball, doesn't matter. They have success, or volleyball, mm-hmm. they have success. The coach, the players get the credit. If they don't have success, yeah, they might take some criticism, but who ultimately gets the criticism? It's the athletic director. So the athletic director gets the majority of the criticism. They've got to deal with the disgruntled fans, the disgruntled parents, right? I mean, the disgruntled fan base as a whole. So it's a very, very difficult job, and not to mention the fact that there is an unbelievable amount of organization that goes along with that job and scheduling.
Especially with spring outdoor sports.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's got to be the worst season by far. But honestly, like, I mean, it's putting the schedules together for each sport, right? It's getting the bus schedule taken care of. Like, you know, talk about Ryan Flynn. Ryan Flynn takes on more than he actually should be taking on. He handles the bus schedule for every coaching, every coach that coaches athletics in Tomahawk, and it didn't always used to be that way.
No.
So, and I can tell you, and I'm sure Keith can tell you, as head coach, that takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of us
it does.
To not have to worry about that. And that's just, like you said, Alex, that's just at the high school
one,
level.
Yeah, yeah.
But now magnify it times 100 at a Division I college.
Because I will say this right off the bat, you're not only dealing with the players, you're also dealing with the national media. And the Big Ten is one of the biggest conferences in the nation.
And you're not dealing with one location.
Right.
You know, think about the Badgers. You got the different arenas for every sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All around that whole Madison area. I can't imagine the logistics of one sport. You know, they're not just getting on a bus and going, they're flying now that the Big Ten's on the West Coast.
Yeah,
East Coast, the East West Coast. Coast.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
We just
to
need
fly.
One more school in Florida, and we'll be covered. Like,
oh my goodness,
it's insane.
Yeah, now because before that, you know, you had when I was growing up, you had Illinois, you had Indiana, you had Purdue, you had Michigan and Michigan State. You had probably the only school where you would fly to would be Penn State, and that's in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
So I think what happened was that he couldn't handle his role. I think that's what's going on, and especially with him being tied to the Badger football program and how much they have underachieved since Chris moved on and they got Fickell, it says a lot about this organization. Now, I don't know if necessarily the football team's downfall is his fault specifically. Because when he took over in July 2021, the first year there, Wisconsin was still being Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you let go of Paul Chryst, I think it was four games into 22. You have Jim Leonard take over and does decent. You know, he wasn't great, but he was decent. He did the best he could in a tough situation. And then you bring on Fickell, and the Fickell experiment just hasn't worked up until this point. Could change because, you know...
We got a quarterback coming. Have you ever heard that before?
Not since last season.
Yeah, not since last season with Billy Edwards.
30 before that.
Yeah, exactly. And the only transfer quarterback that has worked out for Wisconsin so far is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
That's it.
He did work out.
He worked out great. Yes, he worked out 15 years ago. So, in case you're wondering, Wisconsin has also opened up a nationwide search for athletic director in addition to said Barry. The other two good candidates are athletic director Sean Frazier from Northern Illinois University and Illinois athletic director Josh Whitman. Those are the three guys that Wisconsin is currently looking at. We could see some more candidates, but we'll let you know when that gets closer. New era coming for Wisconsin. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Brand new guest coming to the show, Chuck Freeman from the Lockdown Brewers podcast is going to join us. That's coming up after this here on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing comfort to your home is Hilgi's of Tomahawk's top priority. With their line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Carrier makes one of the most efficient heating and cooling systems rated by Energy Star, and millions of people trust Carrier's leadership and expertise in delivering premium solutions for their home heating and cooling needs. You can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or call 453-3505. They're online at hilgi's.com.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. It's now time for our state interview, and we have a brand new guest joining us here this evening, host of the Lockdown Brewers podcast. Please welcome Chuck Freeman to the show. Chuck, thank you for joining me.
Let me tell you something. I've been to Tomahawk quite a few times. My kid has played in youth hockey tournaments in Tomahawk. I ate at a restaurant right off the lake. It was the middle of the winter. But I'm telling you what, it was the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. I loved it, man. So all my visits to Tomahawk always have been very, very positive, Alex. How you doing?
I am doing great, Chuck. You know what? The fact that you're talking about Tomahawk in this light, you're already the number one fan in some people's eyes. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. We spent the weekend there a few times. I haven't been up there probably in 3 years because my kid is older now, so he plays hockey down in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, sure.
We would travel up there and play in tournaments all the time, and it was just kind of always look forward to it. And we'd always go up there in the fall and the winter, and I mean, that's beautiful. Where you live right now, Alex, that is some of the most beautiful country, not only in our state, but in our entire country. I've been everywhere. Man, you live in, that is God's country up there.
Thank you very much, Chuck. I appreciate it. Well, I will tell you who isn't smiling right now. It's the Brewers. They're currently on a 6-game losing streak. They bowed out in extra innings last night against the Toronto Blue Jays. Chuck, I want to ask you, we saw this team get off to an 8-2 start. Why do you think they're struggling so much over the last week?
Well, they got a few things that are leaking there. They got the bullpen, obviously, who's struggling. In fact, Pat Murphy just told us, the media today, that he doesn't know who is going to be closing games for them. So they're having closers issues right now. They don't know who's going to close games. It could be McGill. It could be Uribe. That's a problem. They have injuries to three of their top five hitters with Vaughn, Yelich, and Churio. They're trying to count on guys, and God bless these guys. These guys are coming through. Jake Bowers is, out of necessity, is an everyday player. And Sanchez is an everyday DH. Now, when they picked up Gary Sanchez, they had, you know, just sparingly use him behind the plate, but they've had to use him in a major role so far, and he's delivered. He had a home run last night, leads the team with five home runs. He's been amazing. So a couple of guys have stepped up, but there's a few things that are leaking on this team as well, Alex.
You know, looking at this group here, Chuck, you mentioned the injuries that Milwaukee sustained already before the season. We mentioned Jackson Chariot was going to be out for a bit. Then Andrew Vaughn gets hurt game one. Quinn Priester has been out as well for a little bit. Now you've got Yelich on the IL. What is the latest that you are hearing on the injury news surrounding this ball club?
Well, they're hitters. They're going to get all these guys hopefully back in May. You know, with Christian Yelich, the Brewers said mid-May. But when you're talking that type of injury, a groin injury, you know, that doesn't heal overnight. So I think they're probably being a little optimistic by saying mid-May. I'm thinking, you know, they're going to caution probably around Memorial Day on that. Vaughn mid-May. Churio might be the first back in early May. And the same with Quinn Priester as well. But the Brewers have used this, you know, Alex, they've used this next man up mentality over the years, which has worked quite great. You know, the Churio's been out before, and guys have been out before, and guys have stepped up. Well, it hasn't been quite the case lately. Do you realize they have not won in nine? They haven't won in 9 days. Days on the calendar. They haven't won since a week ago Monday.
That's insane to think about. Especially in today's day and age with the Brewers here, talking about
absolutely,
yeah.
And part of the reason is, Hunter Baumgart. He's one of the reasons why. Did I really say him?
Yeah, I guess you did. Talking with Chuck Freeman, also the Locked On Brewers podcast here on SportsQ on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. So, Chuck, you mentioned Yelich, you mentioned Churio, you mentioned Priester. With a lot of these guys that are hopefully going to be returning next month. How is the recovery period going along for some of these guys?
Going well. They're all on pace right now. It sounds with Churio and with Vaughn, they could be doing some light hitting this weekend, coming weekend. Churio could be going on the road trip. I think it's Churio could be going on this road trip to Miami, and then they're in Detroit. But they're going to be doing some light hitting. They've already been taking some stuff around the infield so far in batting practice. So some infield practice. So it's looking good on that end. Priester is on the mend. All these guys, of course, Yelich just went on the injured list. Everybody seems to be on target for coming back. The problem is nobody's coming back before May 1st. And we got 2 weeks left in April, last time I checked. And that was 15 days. And, the Brewers they got to end this losing streak. They've lost six in a row. You know, the great Sparky Anderson used to say, and Alex, I feel like Sparky Anderson was a manager long before you were born.
Sparky, yes.
The Hall of Fame manager with the Cincinnati Reds and Detroit Tigers once said, you can't win a pennant in April, but you could certainly lose one. And in other words, you know, you can get off to a great start in April, and that's not going to really do you much good. But certainly, if you bury yourself with a 6-20 record, and I'm not saying the Brewers are headed that way, you can certainly take yourself out of the race. You don't want to fall behind. in this division. You got to be able to stay within range until you get that reinforcement back.
You know, and you mentioned the division, Chuck. The Brewers currently sit at the third place spot in the National League Central at this point. They're currently 8-8, which again is not terrible. The problem is that the National League Central has been stacked so tight so far to begin with. How do you think the rest of this division could shape out?
Well, the Cubs are going to start winning some games. They won last night in Philadelphia. They're off to a slow start. They, too, aren't hitting. Cincinnati's playing well. And people will look at Pittsburgh and say, well, how are the Pirates winning? Well, the Pirates got a good young team. Now, every year in April, it seems like the Pirates at least enjoy a day or two in first place. But people tell me this time they mean business, okay? And they could be further. We'll see. Time tells on all that stuff. But I really think this is going to come down to a three-way race between the Brewers, the Reds, and the Cubs, and we'll have to see about the Pirates. St. Louis is hanging around for now, and honestly, you could never count the Cardinals in that organization, but I really think it comes down to three teams. I think, Alex, I think three teams in this division will make the postseason. I think the Brewers will make the postseason, despite their struggles, the Reds, and I think the Cubs will make the postseason as well.
We're talking here with Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers podcast host here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Let's go back to the bullpen struggles really quickly here, Chuck. Obviously, Miguel and Uribe have struggled a bit. Grant Anderson got roughed up in the 10th inning last night. What do you think needs to change with this bullpen? Because we typically have seen the squad be lights out over the last few years.
Boy, stop throwing the ball like right over the plate, which McGill was doing last night.
Mm-hmm.
The velocity on some of these pitchers mysteriously has been dropping this season. And I don't know if they're not throwing enough in spring training or what, but some of these guys aren't throwing as hard as they did by 1 or 2 miles compared to last year. And you know, even if you're 1 or 2 miles slower on your pitches, that's a big difference. It may not seem like much. You know, you're driving a car, 2 miles don't seem much, but 97 and 95 miles an hour on a pitch means a world of difference at the plate to a hitter. And last night, if you were watching the game, mm-hmm. you know, they were teeing off on McGill. He was leaving the ball, some of those 95 right over the plate, and Major League players are going to hit those balls a long, long ways. And hard, you know, these balls that the Jays were hitting last night, they were hitting ropes off McGill.
Mm-hmm.
And he has struggled in 3 of the 6 outings so far. Now, interesting, one thing, Alex, is that after the game last night, when we were, you know, recovered the game last night,
mm-hmm.
and Murphy said, well, he said that McGill didn't deserve to close going forward. Well, today he's kind of changed his mind because I think he realizes, well, I don't have a rebate really to go to now because he's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? There's no alternative. So it's going to be bullpen by committee until somebody steps forward here. But the bullpen has been a strength of this team over the years. So this is the first time in a while we're talking about this team not having a strong bullpen.
And we're talking here with Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers podcast host. Game 2 between the Brewers and the Blue Jays is at American Family Field tonight. First pitch is at 6:40. Chad Patrick takes on Dylan Cease on the mound. Chuck Freeman. Chuck, final question I have for you here. How can the Brewers get back in the win column tonight?
Well, if Bill Michaels stops coming to games, I'll tell you that right now. Every time he comes to a game, they lose. They flat out lose. So what they got to do is they got to start hitting. They have to start hitting. We talked about the bullpen here and some of the other issues. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. They're stranding huge cities of people on the base paths, and that can't happen. You got to be able to hit. If the bullpen is not going to be a strength of your team, last night, Alex, they got up to a 3-0 lead with Bowers hitting that 3-run home run.
Yep.
And the Brewers were stranding guys.
Mm-hmm.
2 consecutive innings there. They had runners at first and second, nobody out, and could not bring those runners in. And I'm at the game, and I'm thinking, that's going to eventually come back to bite them. And certainly it eventually did. Uribe gave up a run in the 8th, and then the floodgates opened in the 9th. Now, the Brewers did come back and tie at the bottom of the 9th inning. But I really look at it that game should have been won in the top of the 9th inning if McGill is able to get those outs.
Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers podcast host. Chuck, thank you very much for joining me. It was a lot of fun talking. Hope to do it again soon.
Alex, anytime. My best of the hatchet. I know it was a tough boys basketball season, but he had a great football season last year. And looking forward to another great year. And you guys, if I don't talk to you soon, have a great, great summer. This is your time of the year coming up, man. And anytime, Alex, I'd love to be joining you here on the show. You got a terrific radio station.
Thank you very much. Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers podcast host here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll be back with more after this.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Does your investment strategy reflect what you want or just what the market's doing? This is Sarah Olson with Wealth Strategy Group. Our pro strategy builds portfolios around your personal risk profile, income needs, and future plans. With our pro strategy, your investments are guided by data-driven signals that help manage risk and capture opportunity, so you can stay focused on your goals, not headlines. Invest, plan, prosper with Pro by Wealth Strategy Group. Let's align your investments at WSGinvest.com or by calling us at 453-0722 to discuss how we can help you build your portfolio.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Shurl Tire and Auto Service in Tomahawk is proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets. We're your go-to choice for top-quality automotive service and the best prices on Goodyear tires. We're the home of free tire repair. Bring in your auto or light truck flat tire, and we'll fix it at no charge. You can count on Shurl Tire and Auto Service to keep you rolling on and off the field. We're proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets and help to keep our community moving forward and on the road to victory. Visit us at SherrillTire.com.
Get your car done right.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long, and Keith Hansey back here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Thank you very much, Chuck Freeman. He's the host of the Locked On Brewers podcast. He's also the sports director for WDIZ out in Fond du Lac as well. So he also does some local high school sports play-by-play broadcasting. Nice. And here's how I got the chance to know him. If you heard in the interview, he's also really good friends with Hunter Baumgart, who used to work here. He also hosts the Friday Night Football show. Every single year, he does scores from around the state. He gets a bunch of local, media analysts go and call in. And I have been fortunate enough to work with him this past year. So nice. He's an absolutely great guy, very energetic, very good at his job too.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously a lot of insight on the Brewers there.
Yeah. He's a very, very smart guy.
We don't seem to know like what's going on there.
Exactly.
We need to call up Hunter. That's what we need to do.
Right.
Exactly. You are tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Coming up right after our CBS News and weather forecast, we're going to chat with Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch, and we're also going to play some more Mascot Madness. Here in the Northwoods is at 64 degrees. Here's your latest update from CBS.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by DEA Take Back Day.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A New York jury has ruled that Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit operated as an illegal monopoly. The states in the civil case accused Live Nation of stifling competition, limiting consumer choice, and driving up ticket prices for concertgoers. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
I think what really hurt Live Nation during this trial is when the internal messages came out and the jury saw that, in fact, Live Nation's internally were calling customers so stupid and boasting that the company could rob them blind. And in fact, it appears that they've done so.
The judge in the case will now determine the total damages amount and penalties, according to California Attorney General Rob Bonta's office, which was part of the lawsuit. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is ramping up economic pressure against Iran.
It's called Operation Economic Fury.
This is going to be the financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Secretary Bessent says it includes freezing funds from the Iranian leadership held in international banks and imposing more sanctions.
We have told countries that if you are buying Iranian oil, that if Iranian money is sitting in your banks, we are now willing to apply secondary sanctions.
At the same time, the U.S. Navy continues its blockade against the Strait of Hormuz. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President Trump says the war with Iran is close to over, and Senate Republicans have rejected a fourth attempt to curb his war powers. GOP Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri.
The president, I think, has taken great care to comply with the war powers statute, which is important. He's within that 60-day window. And my hope is by the time we reach the end of that 60 days, this conflict will be over.
There has been too much rain across parts of the upper Midwest, CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Mike Solomon monitors the level of rain-bloated Lake Mitchell in Cadillac, Michigan.
We've got a lot of people who have flooding in their basements and their crawl spaces, and we've had some reports of actual flooding on their first floor where they're trying to move their furniture up to higher levels or out of the house.
There's fear some dams could be overtopped and evacuations are underway. More heavy rains expected across the upper Midwest.
It's tax day and the average refund this year is over $3,400, up 11% from last year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what you might want to do with that money.
Maybe you want to use some of that refund to pay down some of your credit card debt or a high interest auto loan or maybe even a school loan.
The interactive gaming platform Roblox has reached an over $12 million agreement with the state of Nevada over its protections for young users. This is CBS News.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, April 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
Staples presents, That Was Easy.
So I opened a restaurant and needed everything. Menus, signage, catering brochures.
Everything and then some.
I went to Staples. They printed it all and even suggested takeout menus.
One money pit with a side of fries.
But now at Staples, you get up to $125 off custom print orders.
$125 off? Now you're cooking. Brand your business in a big way at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in store, online, or in the app by 418 to unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Grand jury indicts a surgeon who allegedly killed a patient by removing the wrong organ.
Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of 70-year-old William Bryan. Bryan was vacationing in Okaloosa County 2 years ago when he felt abdominal pain and agreed to a splenectomy. But the doctor took out his liver instead, causing massive blood loss. Bryan's widow, Beverly, says the charges against Shaknovsky mean her husband did not die in vain.
You know, his death needed to mean that this doctor doesn't do that to anybody else.
Bryan's lawyer says he's hearing complaints from many more of Shaknovsky's former patients. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Nearly 200 organizations are urging the Trump administration and Puerto Rico's governor to restore $350 million in federal funding that was meant to finance the installation of rooftop solar and battery systems for 12,000 low-income families across the U.S. territory. Many of the families have disabilities or medical conditions that require electricity. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. Alex Cook with you here in the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hope you're having a great day so far today. 64 degrees is our temperature under partly cloudy skies. It's been a gorgeous day. Coming up after the break and our weather forecast from Tony Schumacher, we are going to chat with Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch.
The Lincoln County Health Department now offers vaccines for those with Medicare Part D insurance. This includes tetanus, shingles, hepatitis A, and hepatitis B vaccines. Lincoln County Health Department offers weekly adult-only walk-in clinics on Wednesdays from 8:30 until 1. If you are unable to attend one of the walk-in clinics, they offer alternative times upon request. Call the Lincoln County Health Department for more information at 715-536-0307.
The forecast for northern Wisconsin for tonight, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies. Fog may form and it could be thick. Dense fog advisory after 11 p.m. Low temperature down to 44. Tomorrow, fog and low clouds early, then clearing off by midday, high in the upper 60s. For Friday, early sun, then clouds roll in. Warm and breezy, high 73. Widespread rain and storms late Friday and Friday nights. Saturday, windy and much colder, high of only 41. Maybe some sprinkles early, chance of snow showers late. Sunday, a stray flurry early, then partly sunny, high 41, and Monday's high 56. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher from the WJJQ Weather Center.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Northwoods Midday Show here for today. And it's now time for our Hatchet interview, and we always love to welcome this guest, even though that he is incredibly scared to be on the radio on a consistent basis. Welcome back to the show, Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch. Welcome, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. So, Coach, you've had a week of practice under your belt. You got, obviously, a bit of a late start this season. How does the team look so far after 1 week of practice?
Good. You know, we have a lot of players that literally played almost every single day last summer. Also, some of their parents have simulators in their house. And now that Enchella has golf simulators, a lot of them have played in there this winter, too. So, looking really good, actually. Not a lot of adjustment needed. It's just get out and play.
Absolutely. So with the weather as unpredictable as it has been in northern Wisconsin pretty much every single year, how often have you been able to get out on the course actually this year?
So far this year, we started Monday right after spring break pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Been out, yeah, every day this week so far, and it's just been beautiful in the afternoons. So, been out every day so far, and they're actually still out there right now.
That's very, very rare. That's rare that you can get out as often as you can this early in the season.
Absolutely.
Talking here with Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. John and Keith are also with us here. John, do you have any questions for Coach?
Who are you looking to lead this team? Like, who are your upperclassmen? I think you don't have any seniors, if I remember right.
Nope. Yeah, it's a young team this year.
So who are those juniors or regardless of age, Sean, who are those guys that you think are going to step up and lead this team?
You know, I think last year, Jake Albert, he did a terrific job. And then also Oliver Childers, he did an amazing job as well. Oliver is very confident. Jake, he's confident when he wants to be. And that's kind of what it takes, you know, especially to lead a team. And actually, I take that back. Jake, you can get him dialed in. I remember last year, what was it, regionals? I can't remember what it was. I basically walked up to him and I kind of said, you know, what are you doing? Lock it in. And he went, okay. And he just did it. So they're coachable and, you know, they're both hockey players. They're very tolerant. They know what you're saying and they just do it. So, those are the two guys so far this year, especially since, you know, they were on varsity last year.
Keith, any questions for Coach?
One quick question maybe for the viewers, too. How does, like, varsity sports in golf work? Like, you have varsity and JV.
Yep.
Like, could you run down, you know, how many players, how do they score it? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so with varsity, you take the top five guys. JV, you take your top six. JV, we like to switch it up and, you know, have some of the kids that haven't played in the match play. I believe varsity, they take the top four scores. And then JV, I believe it's top four as well. I don't remember for sure. Basically you go out and shoot your best round and, you know, one guy kind of gets left out. You know, you want your top three, four guys for sure scoring.
So then low. When they're out on the course, do they play together or are they with other kids from, like, how are they grouped up?
Yep.
Out on the course?
Yeah, so it really depends, especially with like conference matches. They'll always be playing, you know, with somebody from Merrill or somebody from Antigo. They're very rarely ever paired with another person from Tomahawk.
So speaking of the Great Northern Conference, how do you see you guys sitting this year?
You know, I actually just got with Coach Garth, who coached, you know, a few years ago and, you know, many years.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Many years here at Tomahawk. He said we are actually looking pretty good. I believe he said Northern Pines lost a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeland, they were okay last year. Usually they're very, very strong. But we have some, you know, it's really interesting. I'm going to go back to the hockey thing. Hockey players have this confidence that I've never seen before. I mean, it is unreal. like I said, with Jake, when I told him to lock it in, he did it. Oliver, he is very just, yep, I'm going to do this. That's what I'm going to do. But, yeah, going back to that, I don't know. I feel good about this year. And they, you know, a couple of the kids already talked about, like, oh, yeah, we're going to state. And when we go to state, or no, what do you say? If we go to state, you're buying each of us, you know, a box of balls, golf balls. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen. I go, are you confident that you're going to go to state? And he goes, yeah. And I go, I don't know if I want to make that bet then.
That's right. A good point. It's a good point. Talking here with Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Tosh on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, looking at strengths and weaknesses of the squad, what's your biggest strength and what do you need to improve on the most to get yourself ready for the season?
Yeah, biggest strength is obviously, like, confidence. They are very confident kids. Weaknesses would be getting the job done. And also, I would say, just from the early season, chipping. We're having a problem with chipping. You know, if you're a decent golfer, anybody, let's say on a par four, pretty much anybody, if you're a decent golfer, can get there in two shots.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not on the green, you got to chip, and now you're scrambling for par. That's what I'm trying to focus on this year.
So let's go ahead and talk about your first meet. You've got Three Lakes and Mellon coming to town tomorrow. This was late at its triangular here at Inshallah. What are you going to be looking for in your first meet of the season from the squad?
So the very first meet is kind of, you know, go out and have fun and basically understand how to use the scoring app. You know, some of these kids didn't play in a match last year. It'll be 10 players from each team. I believe all of them last year played in at least one match, but it's going to kind of be a refresher on how to use the scoring system.
Mm-hmm.
And just going out, you know, finding your rhythm, having fun. Don't get upset if you hit a bad shot, pull it together. But it's mostly just so all these kids can get together and just, here we go. We're going to dive right into it and figure it out together, especially, like I said, with the scoring app.
John, Keith, do you have any final questions for Coach?
I'm excited to see these kids. I've been watching them golf for the last several years there in Inshallah. Got to play with a few of them last season a few times. So I'm just excited to see this group and what they can do. I do think that they've got the potential to make a state run.
Yeah, and I've seen quite a few of them at the simulators, whether it's at Inshallah or at families' houses or everywhere. Yep. I know these kids are swinging clubs year-round now, which in the past we never you never were able to do that unless you were in your garage hitting against something. But
yep.
I think that simulator is popping up everywhere, and I think that's really going to help Tomahawk Golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, I think years past, it was, you know, this time of the year, you can't get out there. And I think, you know, years back, I remember Garth saying they would be hitting into a net in the gymnasium mm-hmm. or putting on the gymnasium floor. And that actually boggles my mind. I can't even envision that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I grew up in Michigan. Golf was a fall sport, so we got to practice all summer.
Okay.
And then we played golf.
Ah.
So this is a lot different for me. It's just weird that you would, hey, snow is kind of melted. It's right. Time to play.
There you go.
The simulators help out a lot.
Yep. Yeah. First golf meet of the season for Tomahawk is tomorrow with Three Lakes and Mellon. Tee offs at 3 o'clock. And Inshallah, after that, they'll head down to Reedsburg on Friday. Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Tosh. Coach, thank you very much for joining me. Looking forward to seeing the team this season.
You bet. Thank you much.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. Mascot Madness is next here on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucs, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Subway of Tomahawk is a proud sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchets. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with catering. Just give us a call or use the Subway mobile app for easy ordering and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets and help to keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
Are you curious what's the value of your home? Have you been thinking now is a good time to upgrade or downsize? Hi, this is Tim Nelson, Associate Broker at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. It's my desire to treat people like family, to care, and provide a phenomenal real estate experience. I will work very hard to ensure you are successful and have peace of mind in your buying and selling experience. Buying and selling real estate can be very stressful, difficult, and intense, but I am determined to help folks thrive, be confident, and get great results. It would be an honor to care and serve you, your loved ones, and friends. Thank you and have an awesome day.
We have tasted a bit of warmer weather this early spring, so now is the time to think about your air conditioning systems because hot weather is right around the corner. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of air conditioners and furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox Signature Collection with a furnace just right for your heating and cooling needs to be ready for a hot summer. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. 6:18 is our time. Good to have you along here today. Again, thank you very much to Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch for joining us on the program. And I think Sean was very much happy that we also had John and Keith ask him a couple of questions.
No, he did great.
He was awesome. He jokes about wanting to be on the radio.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, he is about as well-spoken as they come. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Did a great job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Keith had a little bit of a complaint as we were off the air here. He was wondering why there weren't any drinks in the WJJQ studio for us.
The green room.
Yeah.
It's empty again.
Look, here's the thing.
Again.
So, I actually wanted to bring this up. So, I was doing scrolling TikTok last night.
Oh, boy.
I was coming across the Rich Eisen podcast, and he was interviewing Joe Tessitore. You guys know who Joe Tessitore is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one big, big, strong bravado voice, does a lot of college sports on ESPN. Here's the crazy part about this. So in every single booth that he is in, he has an espresso machine with him.
I just checked the green room again. No espresso machine.
You know what? I actually took that and I brought it home with me because I needed one. So,
does Greg know about this?
I don't know.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. Yeah, let's keep it on the down low. Well, here's the other thing. The advice that he also gave is do not drink a lot of espresso when you're calling an 8 overtime college football game like he did last year between Georgia and Georgia Tech.
That was crazy.
That was crazy indeed. So, gentlemen. We ready to do some Mascot Madness here today.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
It is now time for Mascot Madness.
All right, so the schools that we're going to be focusing on today, they are going to be, so it's a very specific section in the state of Wisconsin, okay? We're going to be going from Lake Winnebago to Lake Michigan.
Cool.
Okay.
Yep. So eastern side of the state.
All
eastern
right.
side of the state, right. east yep. of the Fox City.
Yep. Played a lot of volleyball over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play some volleyball over there, right, Keith?
Yep. Yep. We have.
All right. You guys ready to play?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So we're going to start with the only school here that is 4 digits on the list, okay? Fond du Lac.
Okay.
Cardinals, Blue Jays, Eagles, or Orioles?
So Fond du Lac High School.
Yep.
Playing a volleyball tournament there.
Yep.
Okay.
Trying to picture the gym floor.
Would you like the colors?
Yep.
Red and white.
Yeah.
That will eliminate a couple.
Mm-hmm. So one more time.
Cardinals, Blue Jays, Eagles, and Orioles.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
Cardinals?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to go with?
That was my gut right away.
Yeah.
All right.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. All right. Next one. North Fond du Lac. North Fond du Lac.
North Fond du Lac.
Yes.
Okay.
Same options. Cardinals, Blue Jays, Eagles, or Orioles?
Colors?
Orange and black.
Orioles?
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 Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that one.
I don't think it's the Cardinals.
No, it is not. It's the Orioles. There you go. See, those two are pretty easy. Those are the only two schools in Fond du Lac, actually, believe it or not. So, all right, we're ready to move on to the next one. So, this next one is a very unique one. We have mentioned this in the past, even though it wasn't an option, okay? Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah. Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah. Whitetails, bucks, resorters, or deer? This is a one-off.
It is a one-off.
Say it again.
Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah, whitetails, bucks, resorters, or deer?
Yeah, I think that we did talk about that. Because I thought they should be like the racetracks or something. Elkhart Lake Racetrack. But
the resorters. You think the resorters? Is that what we're going to go with?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You're correct, sirs. Good job. You guys are 3 for 3 and rolling. Now, the rest of these schools are going to be 400 kids or fewer. But a lot of them are, again, very familiar. I'm sure that I'm sure that you guys have come across a few of these in the past, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Next one. Chilton. Cougars, Tigers, Wildcats, or Wolves? 387 kids.
Yeah. Chilton.
This was where the softball sectional final was held last year.
I've been in Chilton.
I don't think I have been. I had a Chilton snowmobile trailer. Are they the snowmobile trailers?
No, they are not the snowmobile trailers.
Give me a 50-50.
Yeah, you got it. Tigers and Wildcats. Colors Tigers? Are...
I was going to wait for colors, yep.
Colors are the same as Tomahawks, blue and gold. Your first guess was Tigers, you said, right, Keith?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
The colors throw me. Golden Tigers.
It's not the Golden Eagles, I can tell.
Yeah, the Golden Tigers.
Oh, my.
So, what was the other one?
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Tigers, like, that was my gut. My gut's usually not wrong. I think Tigers.
Yeah, I think Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, you said your gut's not wrong. It's not. You're right. Good job.
The colors can throw me.
Yeah.
They can. Yeah. There are some.
I was like ready to lock it in.
Yeah. There are some colors that throw people off a little bit.
Yeah.
It can. All right.
Golden
you guys are.
Tiger.
Yeah. You guys are 4 for 4. Let's keep on rolling.
All right. Okay. All right.
Not to be confused with.
Brilliant.
This is brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes. Brilliant indeed. Packers, Lions, Bears, or Vikings?
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yes. Brillion.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
You have been? Yeah. Okay. Did you ever pass the high school at all, John?
Long time ago. I'm trying to like, I'm going in the Wayback Machine here.
All right.
When I worked for Steigerwalt, I was a land sales research specialist, and I had to go. I was all over the state looking at real estate sales for these big studies. That's why I was in Chilton. That's why I was in Brilliant.
So you're pretty familiar with this area.
Well, I don't know about familiar. I've been there. All right, one more time.
Sure. Packers, Lions, Bears, or Vikings?
Do you have any?
I know there's a Packers, but I don't think it's Brilliant.
There's a Vikings over there.
Yeah. There's a Bears. See, Brilliant Bears.
What are the colors?
Red and white. Do you want to do a 50-50?
Yeah.
All right. Lions and Packers.
Okay.
I will say that there is a school in this area that does have a Viking, but it is not Brilliant.
So there's no possible way it could be the Brilliant Packers with red and white. It has to be the Lions.
You're going to go with the Lions?
Right, because that would be blasphemy.
It would be.
Yeah, not Lions. Got to be Lions.
It would be. Check it. You got it. There you go. Brilliant Lions.
That was a good theory.
I wasn't super confident until
really
we got
good
to those
theory.
Two.
Yeah.
That was a very good theory. All right. Yeah. Last one of the medium ones. New Holstein. This school was in Tomahawk football's bracket this past fall.
Okay.
Bulldogs, Macs, Huskies, or Retrievers? New Holstein. They played Spencer Columbus Catholic in the first round of the football playoffs last year.
I remember seeing New Holstein. Yeah. I don't remember the mascot. Well, give me those one more time.
Yeah. Bulldogs, Max, Huskies, or Retrievers?
Not Retrievers.
No. I don't think the Max.
How about 50-50? I think it's Huskies, but I...
You're not entirely sure? Huskies and Retrievers.
Yeah, it's Huskies.
Huskies.
Huskies?
Huskies.
Yeah. Keep the perfect run going. You got it.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
New Holstein.
You guys are 6-6. Yeah, think about that drive, though. New Holstein to Spencer Columbus. That's a haul. All right, are we ready to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go. Valdez. Valdez. V-A-L-D-E-R-S. Packers, Lions, Bears, or Vikings?
So probably not the Lions.
They might be the Packers.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can see it in my head.
Valdez. Well, Valdez Vikings, though.
Yeah, alliteration.
What are we looking at for a 50-50 here, Alex?
Lions and Vikings. Would you like the colors?
Yep.
Red and white. Again.
I like your alliteration.
Yeah.
I like Vikings.
I think Vikings sounds right.
You think you're going to go with Vikings?
Way better than Lions.
Yeah.
Okay. The Valdez Vikings.
Nice.
You guys got it.
Nice.
Just going to keep on rolling,
nailed
aren't
it.
We? Yes, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
There we go. All right. You ready to keep on rolling? You guys are 7-7. Could we have two perfect runs in a row?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mishicot.
Nope.
Mishicot.
Okay.
Warriors, Indians, Crusaders, or Spartans?
Who? Who?
Yeah.
Shikat.
One more time.
Warriors, Indians, Crusaders, or Spartans?
I've got one kind of in my head.
What's in your head?
Warriors.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know. That wasn't the one that came to my mind.
Okay.
How about a 50-50?
50-50? Yep. Indians and Spartans.
Indians was the one I had.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Indians.
Indians? All right. Make it 8-8, guys. Yeah. You got it. Mishicot Indians. You didn't even ask for the colors on that one.
No.
Look at you go.
I didn't think that was going to help us.
Colors don't even matter anymore.
Well, I mean...
They do.
They do. Could. They could. Yes.
Especially with birds.
Right.
With birds, yes.
Yeah.
Hilberts.
Hilbert.
Hilberts. H-I-L-B-E-R-T. Wolves. Wildcats. Whippets. Or Wolverines.
I know they're not the Whippets.
Okay.
Colors?
Blue and white.
Blue and white.
Blue and white, yep.
50-50.
Okay. Wolves and Wildcats. 158 kids at the school.
I think it's Wolves?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... I'd say Wolves.
Wildcats just doesn't feel...
Yeah. Wolves.
Wolves?
Let's wolf it up.
Gonna wolf it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wolves. A few moments later...
It's the Wolves. Nice. You got it.
Nice.
Well done. Guys, We could very well have two perfect runs in a row here.
We could.
Matt and Keith did it last year with Kenosha and Racine Schools, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready for the last one?
Ready.
Take a deep breath. Stockbridge. Stockbridge. Yes.
Been to Stockbridge, too.
54 kids at this school.
Yep, been through okay. Stockbridge.
All right.
Indians. Lions. Tigers. Or Cardinals.
Hmm.
One more time.
Indians. Lions. Tigers. Cardinals.
And I believe we... All four of those were named earlier?
All four of those were named earlier. Yes.
We got to repeat them.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd your gut say? Tell you what my gut said. I had to ask him to repeat because as soon as he said Indians, I felt like it was Indians.
Keith, what do you think?
For some reason, actually, I thought they were the Wild Indians, but Indians.
Okay. I would go with John on that.
Really?
I didn't really have a...
You probably can't say Wild Indians, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably right. Not. Especially not in today's day and age.
Right. I bet they were. Maybe originally they were Wild Indians.
Could have been.
Then they dropped the Wild.
They could have been.
Right.
Or just...
Keith, what does your gut say?
Tame Indians.
What are their colors?
Red and white.
Come on with the red and white.
I did not do this on purpose. I hope you realize
my
that.
My goodness.
But you do have Cardinals on there.
Would you like a 50-50?
Yes.
Okay. Indians and Lions.
Indians?
Yep.
Are we sure?
For 100%.
For the perfect run.
Years later.
Are we going to have two perfect runs in a row?
Yep.
Yeah.
How anticlimactic of you. You got it. It's the Indians.
Right. Now, that's two in a row. That deserves a stocked green room.
Espresso machine.
For the talent. Yeah. Right?
I'll see what I can do.
For
you know what?
Talent.
I'll bring up that backup espresso machine that I have at home. So yeah. We'll see if we can do that.
That'd
all right?
That's great.
It would be. You're tuned into the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I know John's got to get out of here. Thank you very much for joining us, John.
Welcome.
We'll be back with more Bucks talk for you. That'll be coming up after this, after your weather forecast here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Figgit Stewart Express has a wide variety of everyday items that you may need. Of course, mobile gas and diesel fuels, plus other automotive needs. It won't be long and we'll be preparing for spring fishing. Swing by Figgit's and check out the early season selection of equipment, plus artificial and live bait and your fishing license. Pick up beer, plus snacks to enjoy, and your morning coffee and conversation at Figgit Stewart Express, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. A dense fog advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of rain with fog in spots tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 45. East winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently 64.
What does it mean to be local on purpose? Crossbridge Community Bank is the only bank headquartered and led in Lincoln County. We make decisions about your mortgage and service our loans right here in Tomahawk and Merrill. That means less time waiting on some decisions from afar, answers when and how you need them. Building construction companies love working with Crossbridge because they don't have to wait on a construction draw from a complicated process. Being local just makes working with us easier. It's as simple as that. Crossbridge Community Bank, purpose first, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the North Woods. John Long and Keith Hansey, second time in a row that we've been so close with Mascot Madness over the last few weeks.
9-1, what, like 3 weeks?
3 weeks in a row. Yeah, three weeks in a row, and they all came down to the last one.
Yeah.
And you fought, and you guys.
Well, that's because you make up a school for that last
one. I do not make up a school for the last one.
54 kids in total? 54,
yes. Yes. Are you kidding me? I went. I did a school where there was only 19 kids one time.
Yeah, I know.
Washington Island.
Yes.
The Washington Island Bucks, for those of you keeping at home. And speaking of the Bucks, not those Bucks.
What a great intro.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You should do this radio thing.
Well, yes, I should. Yeah. Maybe I should try and instill some positivity to the Bucks, because right now it is a mess down in Milwaukee, Keith. And we've got to dive right into it.
Out Giannis against Siakam with time ticking. We're tied at 115. Single digits on the game clock. Giannis with Nesmith switched out on him. Giannis with the back down. The paint away. The shot is good. With zeros on the shot clock. Giannis with the game winner.
That was probably the best moment the Bucks had all season, that buzzer beater over the Indiana Pacers. So Milwaukee season mercilessly ends with a 32-50 record, the fewest wins the Bucks have had in a season since 2013-2014, when they won 15 games. That was Giannis's rookie year. Bucks finished their season with a 126-106 defeat to the Philadelphia 76ers, who are currently in the play-in tournament. In addition, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers announced that he will resign. His record as the head coach of the Bucks in 2.5 years. 97-103. Not good. In Milwaukee, it's going to be a very, very big offseason here for the squad. Where will they trade Giannis Antetokounmpo? The question could be when. Milwaukee does have the 10th best odds to land the number one overall pick. They've got a 3% chance to get into the top spot, and then a 14% chance to land in the top four. The NBA draft lottery is May 10th in Chicago, so it's in just under a month. So, Keith, I'm going to ask you this. And it seems like that, unfortunately, we've come to this conclusion here. If you are the Milwaukee Bucks, who would you trade Giannis to at this point?
Whew.
It's a tough call.
It is. It is. And it's going to have to do a lot with where a team that's really going to want him, that's going to be able to give up some stuff and be able to afford him. Because even though he didn't have the greatest year. Obviously, he's riddled by injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he brings as much right now as he did if we would have did it before the trade deadline.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. That's fair.
I honestly have no idea where his best situation would be. I think it would be more what can he do for the Bucks.
So I have a crazy idea. I do have a crazy idea. Hear me out on this, guys, okay? Because what I'm about to say may sound blasphemous to a lot of Bucks fans.
Are you saying the Bulls?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am not saying the Bulls. No. But I am saying that they should trade within the division.
You think so?
I think so. Let me explain, okay? Yeah. Now, if it weren't for Dallas trading away their top pick last year, because they can't trade it because of the Stepien rule, which we've outlined in the past, I would say that Dallas, Giannis with Cooper Flagg, would be a pretty good combo to watch. Next best team that I'm going to be keeping my eye on. I think the Bucks should wait until after the NBA draft lottery at least to make this trade, okay? I believe that in order for Giannis to win and have a chance to win an NBA title, the team that he should be want to be traded to, and I almost am throwing, almost, you know, blowing up my lunch when I say this, I think he should be traded to the Indiana Pacers. Let me explain, okay?
All right.
Now, the Pacers had the second worst record in the NBA this past year. We know this, right? But the reason why is because they were riddled with injuries, much like the Bucks were. Everybody was hurt for the squad, including Tyrese Halliburton, who not only had the torn Achilles, he also has dealt with shingles this season. So that's the reason why you see the suggested waking. The Pacers have the second best odds, to land the number one overall pick with Washington in Brooklyn. Washington, to me, is not a destination for him to go because the Wizards are not looking. Brooklyn has been in NBA purgatory for the last, you know, 5-6 years, including having Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden on that squad at one point. Here's the reason why I say Indiana. The Pacers, with a healthy Tyrese Halliburton, were one game away from winning an NBA title last year. Okay? You have Tyrese Halliburton with Pascal Siakam as well on that squad. And you also have Ivica Zubac, who, by the way, is 28 years old, still in his prime, and can be a legit double-double guy. So, I'm going to go ahead and give you the reason why as well here with this. Because the one thing that the Bucks are going to want, outside of a lot of picks, is a lot of players. How many players do you think are currently on the roster for the Bucks next season, Keith?
Signed. I would say 10.
Six.
Wow.
Six. These are
So that could be a total rebuild.
Yes. So let me explain. You've got Giannis, Miles Turner, Kyle Kuzma, Bobby Portis, Ryan Rollins, and A.J. Green. That's it.
Everybody else is some sort of free agent?
Yes. Contract includes Usman Jang, Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., Gary Harris, Torian Prince, Jericho Sims, Thanasis, Andre Jackson Jr., and Pete Nance. All of those guys are not going to be on the squad, are not scheduled to be on the squad this past year. They might bring one of them back. They could. Mm-hmm. But here's the reason why I say the Pacers. In my opinion, the Pacers have a legitimate chance to get a top three pick in this year's draft. And with the players that are currently in this draft, you look at who's in this draft. You've got Darren Peterson, who is a stud out of Kansas. You've got A.J. DeBonsa and Cameron Boozer, Caleb Wilson. If you end up trading for one of those guys, and get a top three pick, you are going to be in the best position possible moving forward. So, the reason why I say Indiana, and I know that this is probably going to make Bucks fans bleed out their ears. I understand that, because trading within the division seems blasphemous.
Yeah, you typically don't do
that. You don't see that. You don't see that in any sport. You see it most often in baseball, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. You don't see it very often in basketball or in football. You just don't. But I say Giannis Antetokounmpo because you are going to want to try and take a chance on one of these young freshmen that is going to be right for the future for this team. And the other portion, and the reason why I say that you're going to want to bring back Indiana is because one thing that Indiana also has is a lot of draft picks. And if you have a lot of players with a lot of NBA draft picks on the squad, and you've got a star point guard in Tyrese Halliburton, mm-hmm. you still got a star forward in Pascal Siakam, which, by the way, if Giannis, Siakam, and Zubac are all in the same court together on that squad, that would be a very, very dangerous team to look forward to. Now, a lot of people have brought up Cleveland as an option. I think Cleveland is a decent option because you'd potentially be getting Evan Mobley and Jared Allen back. But do we really think that Giannis is going to want to fit with Donovan Mitchell and James Harden? Probably not. Now, the reason why I say Indiana is because even though Giannis wants the ball in his hands, Tyrese Halliburton's one of the best point guards in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 25 years old. And 2 years ago, as a 23-year-old, he took the Pacers to the NBA Finals. If it wasn't for him tearing his Achilles, they might have beaten OKC in Game 7 on the road. Very real possibility. So I think that it is possible that the Milwaukee Bucks could trade Giannis to the Indiana Pacers, get a lot of players back for him, get a lot of picks back for him, including what will likely be a top three pick in this year's draft, because you're going to need somebody to build around for the future.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Hit me.
Alex, coaching.
Yes.
Obviously, we need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the Bucks' best interest to get a head coach prior to the draft and all this? Because my opinion is yes, because then you got somebody to give direction how they want their team to look.
Mm-hmm.
If Milwaukee's grabbing all these players through the draft, maybe trade all this, and then find a coach, it kind of seems backwards. What do you think?
So here's my thought process with this, okay? With the Milwaukee Bucks, what you're going to want to do is you are automatically going to have to make a decision whether or not to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, it is possible that they could keep him going into next season. It's slim, but it's possible.
Slim.
If he stays on the team next year, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want somebody who's been a head coach before. Now, we take a look at some of the top candidates of this group. Now, the top candidate right now that's popping out is Taylor Jenkins, who was the head coach for the Memphis Grizzlies once upon a time. So he was the head coach with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. when they were winning games, when they were being a consistent team in the postseason, left and right. Darvin Ham, who's currently an assistant under the Bucks, is definitely an option. He took the Lakers to the playoffs a couple times, including a conference finals berth. Mike Budenholzer, they could bring him back. That could be an option, but I don't know if he would be, especially after what happened in Phoenix. Obviously, Taylor Jenkins has worked with Morant. However, I think those would be the best three. Those would be the three best experienced coaches for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Now, if you end up trading Giannis, which is likely, you're going to want to get somebody who's a first-time head coach that wants to try and work with young guys. The top guy that I have on my list, Bucks fans will be familiar with this name, Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell has been an assistant under Doc Rivers, and he's been an assistant under Tyronn Lue. He has been an assistant coach for the Los Angeles Clippers for the last 12 years. He played for Doc Rivers, ended up winning an NBA title with him. And all he did was work with Chris Paul to become one of the better point guards in the NBA. He also worked with James Harden to be one of the best point guards in the NBA. And he also has worked with Lou Williams. He has worked with Patrick Beverley. He was able to get the most, along with Doc Rivers, out of that particular staff. So, the reason why I say Sam Cassell was a point guard for the Bucks back in the early 2000s. He helped lead the Bucks to the conference finals when he had Ray Allen on his squad, along with Glenn Big Dog Robinson. I think that what Bucks fans want is somebody that they recognize. Somebody that is able to relate to them on a certain basis and says, I want to win now. Because Sam Cassell has been a winner as a player, as a coach, as an assistant coach. I think that he deserves a first-time head coaching job. And I think that it's right now. So I think Sam Cassell would be perfect if the Bucks end up trading Giannis. If they don't, you're probably going to go either Jenkins or Ham, I think, at this point. There's been some reports of Rajon Rondo potentially being promoted. I don't think that would be a good idea because I don't think Rondo has the personality of a head coach. I could be wrong. But I think at this point, if you end up trading away Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to want to get a first-time head coach in there because that is how you build teams and make them relevant again. Your thoughts?
I would agree with that. And when we were talking about this Giannis trade, possibly before the deadline and all that, Giannis was always pro-Milwaukee, wanted to stay net. Now we're starting to see more interviews, more quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can bring that back. But if they, and I don't know what his relationship is with the assistant coach that's here currently.
Right.
If that's good, if it's bad, but it almost seems like it's too far gone for Giannis to stay.
Well, Darvin Ham was an assistant under the Bucks when they won the title 6 years mm-hmm. ago, so he is very familiar.
Yes.
So he's very familiar with it. And again, Taylor Jenkins was surprisingly fired. Tom Thibodeau has also came up as an option, but I think that he'd be running the. If you do have a young team, that wouldn't necessarily be the worst idea in the world. But Tom Thibodeau teams are running to the ground on a consistent basis. That's why he flamed out in Chicago, and that's why he flamed out in New York. So that's definitely an option. Look at some other guys. Another ideal candidate would be Chris Quinn, who's been an assistant under Eric Spoelstra for the last 10 years. And he helped coach that Big Three era with LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh in Miami. He has been the coach also. He's been an assistant under Spoelstra when they went to the finals a couple of times over the last few years. So that's also an option as well. But it's a lot of question marks with this squad. Now let's go ahead and switch gears here really quickly. Bucks currently are slated to have the 10th pick in the NBA draft. Where do you think they should go?
Well, that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
Because we don't know what direction they're going to go.
No.
So I would say if Giannis is staying, then you're looking for a certain type of player. If he's gone, we don't know who the trades are. We don't know if we're looking
right.
for a point guard. Are we looking for a center? Are we, you know, what's the identity going to be? What do they want to be? I think that there's a lot of questions down in Milwaukee right now.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Now, the other thing to point out is that if Giannis on the off reason stays, Milwaukee would probably go guard because they're mm-hmm. because they only have Ryan Rollins and AJ Green on their
secured
on
right
their roster.
Now, yeah.
Yes, Rollins is locked up for 4 years. AJ Green's locked up for 4 years. So you've got that going for you. They end up trading Giannis, you're probably going to go for it because you're going to want somebody that is a slasher, that's 6'8", mm-hmm. that can get to the hole. Currently, again, the Bucks have the 10th pick in the draft. Their three options would probably be, if you're going guard, either Mikal Brown Jr. out of Louisville or LeBaron Filon out of Alabama, who was big in the NCAA tournament over the last couple of years. If you're going to go forward, Nate Amendt, the freshman from Tennessee, is definitely an option. Also, you could go with Yaxel Lindeborg out of Michigan, who just led them to the national title. So that's a possibility as well. You have to weigh your options here with this, but that's definitely something to pay attention to.
Let me ask you a question. When do players have to declare for the draft? Is there a deadline for that?
I believe there is a deadline. I don't know for sure. Yeah. I know that there are a lot of players that are still that were still declaring.
Already,
that have already declared.
Yep.
But the one thing I will point out is this. Regardless of where you go, if you end up being Milwaukee, we could have a trade announced by this time next week. There could be.
Could be.
Now the teams are not in the playoffs. We saw two teams make a trade in, you know, during the NBA Finals last year. That was when Orlando traded for Desmond Bane from Memphis. So that was when that happened. So we could see it happen. But I don't know if it will happen up until we know where the Bucks are going to be, how the lottery is going to shake out. There's a lot of questions going on with this squad. But unfortunately, if Giannis ends up getting traded, it's going to go back to the mid-2000s when the Bucks were pretty much irrelevant for a span of 6-7 years, unfortunately.
I have the same feeling.
Yeah, at this point. You're tuned into the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're going to take a break. We'll go over some local sports for you coming up. We've got spring sports broadcast coming up over the next few days, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally.
Yes, it'll feel good to be back in the booth. We'll have more on that for you coming up after this.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for lake homes or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call, Keith Hansey, for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
John J. Schuette Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
You'll always find one of the largest selections of quality used vehicles every day at the Auto House on North 4th and Tomahawk. And by the way, Randy at the Auto House would like to thank everyone who called and stopped by to make sure he wasn't asleep behind the desk and wish him the best of luck on his new adventure. Randy plans on continuing to do things the right way at the Auto House, and that means offering safe and reliable, previously loved vehicles at prices you're going to like. And as always, there's an ASC-certified shop to keep your vehicle running as it should. And if you need a rental vehicle, you can get one at the Auto House. The Auto House on North 4th and Tomahawk. And online at AutoHouseCars.net. That's AutoHouseCars.net. The Auto House, generationally doing business the right way for over 40 years.
To the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ at 6:55. Before we get into local sports, we're going to let you know something for next week. We're going to have a special NFL draft edition of the Sports Q next Thursday. So next week's show will be on Thursday, not Wednesday. We'll be right back here at the studio. We're going to preview the NFL draft. It's not going to be as fun as Lambeau Field, but what we are going to do is that we are still going to go over what the Packers should do with the 52nd overall pick, and our good friend Wayne Larrabee is going to join the show.
Yes.
We are going to get a chance to sit down with him, take a look at what the Packers are going to do, and we'll talk about the draft in general with him. So Keith Hansey is going to be a part of one of these NFL draft specials, and then maybe we'll go to like Outboards or something, drink old fashions, and watch the draft.
You never know.
You never know. Let's take a look at some local sports we got coming up tomorrow. Our first Hatchet Spring Sports broadcast is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. Tomahawk softball takes on Medford at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Again, all softball and baseball broadcasts will be on our sister station, Sports Talk 810 AM, 97.7 FM, WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, 4:35, first pitch at 5. Matt Tyler will join me in the broadcast booth. Tomahawk baseball tomorrow will be in Medford. Tomahawk golf, who we just talked to with Sean Toch, will take on Three Lakes and Mellon. And recently moved this week, Tomahawk track and field has their invite in marathon moved to tomorrow as well. That'll begin at 4:30. On Friday, Tomahawk baseball. First baseball broadcast will be against Rhinelander from Tyler Carl Field. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, 4:35, first pitch at 5. It'll be just me in the broadcast booth. Also on Friday, Tomahawk softball taking on number one in Division III, Wittenberg Burnhamwood on Friday. That'll begin at 5. And then Tomahawk golf will have an invite down in Reedsburg. On Monday, Keith's going to be in the booth with me for the first time this spring. It's about time, isn't it?
Yes.
We are going to be down at Athletic Park in Merrill. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show, 4:35, first pitch at 5 for Tomahawk Baseball on 810 AM, 97.7 FM. Again, Keith and I will be in the booth, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very, very excited to see what this squad's going to do. It is going to be a little bit chilly, though, Keith, so be sure to wear your layers, okay?
Well, we'll have the WJJQ mobile suite.
Yeah, I guess we will, yes.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I guess not.
Well,
but,
and then,
yeah, I'm excited to see the baseball team out there. They're doing, starting out the year
very well. Yes, they are. They've got two big conference wins already. And then coming up also on Monday, Tomahawk softball. They're going to be in Rhinelander. Rhinelander softball, bit of a surprise in the GNC so far this year. They currently got 7 wins. So it'll be Tomahawk and Rhinelander on Monday at 5. And then, speaking of Tomahawk softball, Matt and I will be right back at Hatchet Field for Tomahawk softball against Merrill. Fairmont Orthodontics radio pregame show will begin at 4:35 and first pitch at 5 o'clock. So finally, we've got some baseball and softball broadcasts on the docket for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, Keith, did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah.
I would hope so. Definitely hope so. So again, next week we'll have our NFL draft special for you here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Keith, Matt, and John will all be in as we're going to take a look at the NFL draft and what the Packers could do at number 52. Also, our good friend Wayne Larrabee will be joining us on the show next week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Sports Q. Here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Have a spectacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tom.